Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name's Jane Fawcett. Alongside me are my two very best friends, Sarah Wells and Christian.
Wow.
Welcome to the show.
This intro is getting fancier and fancier.
Yeah, Jane, you had some sass, but then you had some excitement.
And some touching moments.
Yes,
I'm really. Just like... every bit of emotion. I'm just like a really well-rounded emotional person.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Hey, Totes. We got a good show for you guys today.
We do have a good show. The reason why Jane is doing the intro is for very many reasons, but I like it when Jane does the intro. But also, Jane made a coffee for one of our guests earlier today, and I felt bad because I said I was going to make it, and I didn't.
You know what? My foam, though, it didn't. It wasn't as frothy as it normally is.
Well, it's tough because Brian doesn't like it at 140. He likes it at 120.
Yeah, and as I'm frothing, I say, oh, I remember you're a certain temperature guy. What is it? He's like 140 as it's up to 160.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Sorry,
but
Brian.
He had some ways to go, so it cooled off a little bit.
Give us another chance, all right? Brian File, who we're going to interview later in our interview segment. Brian File, most mornings when we meet for coffee, he has himself a latte. I think he just makes himself a really good latte, and nothing that the Well office does can ever compare, basically.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I
don't know. One day we'll reach his expectations.
You said that you're going to buy me and Jane lunch at Chipotle because you interrupted us, and that still hasn't happened.
Well, but that doesn't mean it's never going to happen.
Right, but that was like 6 months ago.
Fly.
So, hey, we got a fun show for you guys today. We are going to kind of change things up a little bit. Instead of doing a sermon discussion in the next segment, although Brad's sermon about sacrificially generous was great, and it was really focusing on 1 Corinthians 15:58, but he really didn't really talk about 58 at all. He kind of went through God as a generous God. And what does that look like for us to take on that characteristic of generosity? It's a great sermon. Please listen to it. But we have got a guy named Ben Strickland in studio today, along with Brian File. And Ben works down at Neighborhood Thrift. And we just kind of wanted to get his story, his faith journey. And we're excited for that segment. So usually we have sermon discussion, but we're going to kind of not do that this week and kind of just get to interview Ben. But then also we'll interview Brian and Ben, who work at Neighborhood Thrift. And Mission Christmas season is upon us. And
it
so
is.
We're getting the full spectrum of Mission Christmas and what that is. And
yeah.
So stay tuned for that, as well as some Incubus, which apparently is not a popular band amongst the crowd in this studio right now.
Me and Jane.
I mean, I don't have any.
I just don't have any. Yeah.
Okay. I was like a big fan in high school, but never beyond that.
I mean, I maybe had some in high school, but I don't have any now. But
it's all right, guys. Yeah. It's cool.
Well,
you guys didn't hang out with the cool kids, huh?
No, we were listening to cool music like Taking Back Sunday and Juliana Theory and weird stuff like that.
I feel
and
like
choir
if
music
you were
and
listening
show
to those two bands, you would have also listened to Incubus. What you
really?
Just said is you only listen to Amy Grant and like Gloria Gaither, or what was that?
Oh, the Gaithers were great. And Phillips
my
Craig and Dean.
Loves the Gaithers.
Oh, he does, huh?
Oh my gosh. Loves
I worked at
them.
A Christian bookstore and they were the number one selling artists at the whole bookstore.
Yeah.
If my
sense.
Dad could go on one of those Gaither vocal band cruises, he would be in heaven.
So would
this
my
was
mom.
The funny thing about where I worked. We always had a top 10 albums, like top 10 best selling albums at this Christian bookstore I worked at. And it was always the Gaithers. Always. But at a certain point, Under Oath, have you ever heard of Under Oath? They came out with this CD that really was super popular amongst the Christian like metal bands.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Gloria Gaither, Under Oath. And it was like super
then Jackie
funny.
Velasquez, Stacey Orrico, Plus One, Avalon.
Stacey. Avalon was in there. Yes,
I
yes.
Love
so we will not
Sarah
be.
Sarah and I jam to Avalon together.
Yes, we do.
When we lived together, there were times we'd ride to work together and we'd be like, what do you want to listen to? Avalon.
Okay.
And we'd just like harmonize the crap out of that song.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Well, hey, we will not be playing Avalon. We will be playing,
maybe we
can play Avalon. But we will be playing some Incubus.
New day.
All right.
It's a new time.
Nope. Please get me out of here. All right. Stay tuned for our interview with Ben Strickland, and then we will have some Incubus and then talk about Mission Christmas later on in the show. So stay tuned.
Hey,
We are back, and instead of doing our sermon discussion segment, we are here with Ben Strickland. And Ben, is this your first time on a podcast?
This is my first time on a podcast, yes.
Is this your first time ever on a radio show? Or
on a radio show, yes, also. I have been in front of the microphone a couple times trying to sing.
Oh, yeah, like an American Idol thing, or?
Well, trying to be in a band, yeah, like Mr. Fraternity thing.
Okay, gotcha.
In San Luis Obispo, yeah.
Now, Ben works at Neighborhood Thrift, and we'll kind of get to Neighborhood Thrift and Mission Christmas in the very next segment. So Brian File is here in studio with us as well.
Glad to be here, Christian.
Brian, how long has it been since you've been on the show? Since episode two?
No.
Was it that long ago?
No. I feel like he was on last year for Mission Christmas.
Okay. No, I think AP was.
Oh. Yeah, probably the 6 months or 8 months before that.
Sorry, dude.
Wow.
Good to be back.
Man, welcome back.
Well, hey, Ben, one of the reasons why we wanted to save this segment, usually what we do is we discuss this past week's sermon, but I've known you a little bit over the last couple of years through Brian and seen you at Academy, and maybe just wanted to get a little bit of your story and kind of your faith journey, if you don't mind sharing with us. I think it's always good for listeners who are so church-minded, so church ingrained in a sense, to just maybe see somebody else's perspective, see the other side of things, and how somebody who's on a different faith journey might see the world in a sense. Does that make sense?
Right. That's a good question.
So first, let's start off with your story. Just a quick synopsis of who you are and how you came to Neighborhood Thrift, all of the above.
Right. Okay. That would be a huge answer, sir. I was born here in Fresno.
Okay.
Went to school in Fresno. Went to school in San Luis Obispo. Went to Cal Poly for a while, Fresno State. So I kind of grew up in Fresno and San Luis Obispo.
All right.
Pretty much all my life. I lived in two towns. Coming about to Neighborhood Thrift, I was actually on the streets at the time, and I kind of went next door with this church I was going to. The next door was kind of connected to the thrift store.
Okay.
And so I kind of met.
Was this the old thrift store?
Very much so, yeah, when it first opened.
At the, what was the other location?
On Fulton Street. On Fulton.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
so I met that church was like a church plant of New Cove, I believe, or something?
It was
Tower Mosaic.
Tower Mosaic, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So that's when I first kind of came into contact with Neighborhood Thrift. And this was, I don't know, 5 years ago? I'm guessing.
08?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, 4 years ago then.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Now, I know, Ben, you've been writing a book about your life story.
Mm-hmm.
Brian says there's some crazy stories in there.
It's some weird stuff.
Can you share?
It's fascinating. I've read a couple of them, and they're intriguing. I'm on the edge of my seat.
What makes your life so intriguing, do you think?
I don't think really my life would be any more intriguing than anybody else's. I was thinking when I was first trying to write this thing, I was thinking what would be interesting about me rather than anybody else.
Sure.
So I don't necessarily think that would be anyone special other than anybody else, but writing some stories about, like growing up and borrowing my dad's truck when I was 14, having a little party when my parents were out of town for graduation when I was 18.
Okay.
Yeah. Some other things going on the streets, being in total disarray for a while, being like in the mental hospital, being in jail, being on this, just being out of my mind, nearly.
Yeah.
And just kind of pulling back together what I think sanity is.
Mm-hmm. So what?
That's kind of some things.
Yeah. What over the last couple of years, I guess, since 08 and Neighborhood Thrift, do you feel like has pulled you back together into, I guess, like you said, sanity?
Curious. That's a good question. I don't know. I think maybe the structure, maybe working, maybe being around positive people.
Brian's a pretty positive guy.
Yeah. I think most
of the time.
Yeah. Most.
I think a family environment too.
Okay.
I think a Neighborhood Thrift is very much a family environment. Mm-hmm. I think it's a strong thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned all like mental facility, prison, right? Is that?
Jail,
okay.
The local county jail.
Now, are these, how recent are these type of things? Or is this fairly recent or years ago? How old are you, Ben?
I'm 36, and I think the last time I was involved in any of that sort of thing was like 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, so fairly recent. And I think the first time I actually was in one of those places was maybe when I was like 24-ish.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So
rough upbringing then.
Well, I mean, upbringing wise, you know, life was okay, you know, growing up. But for a decade, I was just in and out of this madness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was terrible, sir. I could barely describe it, you know?
What do you think got you to that point? Like just growing up and you just decided, hey, this is the path I'm going to go down, or?
I do not know.
Just kind of happened.
I really don't know. Yeah.
Man.
One day things just started unraveling. It's very much a quick thing. Yeah.
For people who don't know you, I met you through our academy program here at The Well. And I know Brian has introduced me to you before. I knew you. Did you live with AP for a while or?
A short time.
Okay. Very short yeah. stint, huh? It's too messy for you.
It's the hair, huh?
I don't know. It didn't work out that
way. Yeah. So one of the things that I guess strikes me as interesting, and I think this is why I like you and I appreciate people like you, is that you are not willing to just say like, forget this whole Bible thing, forget this whole God thing, I'm out of here. Like you actually have a bit of curiosity, do you not?
Very much so, yeah. Well, starting back when I first volunteered at the thrift store, so many four, whatever years ago, and then volunteering there more, maybe like 2 years ago, I thought, okay, this is a really good group. I like what the idea is. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing a lot of Christianity stuff. What is that? What's going on?
Sure.
So, and I started reading the Bible. I thought I might as well read this thing and see what's going on.
Had you never read the Bible?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, bits and pieces here and there, you know, like a book here and there or something like that. But
did you study philosophy, right?
I studied philosophy.
College?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe you were introduced a little bit in that.
Tiny bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
More of just bigger scopes of different things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we studied like, you know, Hinduism, Christianity, Buddhism.
Coexist. The bumper sticker. All the different religions.
Yeah.
Yep.
Probably. Star of David.
Star of David.
Yeah. So. Just kind of interested in it, or
so I just started reading it, and Brian says, "I got Bible study. You want to come every Tuesday, and we'll talk about it." I thought, "Yeah, for sure, definitely someone to bounce ideas off of." And him and I have been doing this for 17, 18 months. I don't know. We started last year in April.
Yeah, 2011.
Yeah,
2011.
Yeah. I kind of had this whole thing. I was like, "Yeah, you know, I'll start. I don't know. We'll just bounce around or whatever." And one thing I appreciated about Ben was he was like, well, you know, if I want to try to read this, let's just start Genesis 1.
Yeah.
So, bam, that was the starting point.
Is it a bunch of guys that get together, or is it just you two?
We've had a few people that float in and out, but it's an opportunity for anyone within the thrift store if they want to come. But Ben and I, we're there. Yeah.
You guys are the consistent ones, huh?
Steady Eddies. Mm.
So have you gone through Genesis to...
Where are you guys at right now?
Yeah.
Isaiah 20 something?
Yeah.
30 something? Yeah.
Wow.
We'll finish 30 this
time. And you went through, you did the academy part where we went through some of the Old Testament history books. And all that being said, I mean, you're clearly in the Old Testament. There clearly is a God in the Old Testament. Where do you stand on that? What is your view? Off the air, you know, you would say that you're more agnostic.
Right.
So what's kind of your view on God and reading through all this, where do you land?
It's a powerful book, powerful story. But I think something that's one of the premise in there is about God, and I don't necessarily know that I get that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I ever will, I don't know. But as of now, reading about, I think we're about halfway through the book, I don't quite understand what that's saying. So yeah, I'd be an agnostic right now. But
right.
Yeah,
I want to have you back when you're done with it, and then to see what you think after that. Like after you hear the whole story, you know.
Curious.
I'd be like really curious.
So you, when you hear God in the Bible, what? I mean, to you, the image of God and who God is it? How do you? So God is non-existent for you, correct? So you're just reading essentially about a fictional character at this point in your reading, or?
I think I had to look up what agnostic meant because I wasn't sure if I was atheist or agnostic. And
right.
I guess I don't believe that God can be defined.
Sure.
So what am I reading about? Wow. I'm reading about stories of history and kind of peoples and society. And
that stuff's
intriguing. How we work, I guess. Yeah. It does intrigue me. Yeah.
What about it intrigues you?
Well, I think it's a very blunt book at times. It talks about some pretty serious issues.
Yeah, we've we've definitely dived into those. I mean, like, what is this saying?
And right.
Try to recap each book when we finish it. Like, what was the general gist of this book?
And yeah,
it's, you know, there's a lot.
Leviticus,
there.
Go.
Yeah.
Which probably has made you really have to do your homework of whatever questions he asks you.
Yeah,
we either have or get an answer.
Right. We just process through and be like, well, you know, there's, you know, we're trying to put ourselves in those time periods, you know, and like when that ground opens up and God swallows, you know, all these people, what do you do with that?
Yeah.
You know, I think we're still processing, you know, through some of that. And
so for you, Ben, are these historical events? I mean, there's the one that Brian just talked about. Mm-hmm. Like, are these things that you believe really happened, or they're maybe they happened? You're more in that realm.
I think for the last several years, I've been very much gripped on the physical world of, you know, that's the reality I'm living in.
Sure.
So any of the events that take place in the book, in the Bible, that really have like a physical or physics like theme to them, definitely. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. That happened. And I think Brian mentioned, you know, okay, that takes place at a certain time. How does that relate to where we're at here?
Sure.
So yeah, we do that a lot, but I think anything beyond that, not necessarily. I think I'm withholding judgment on that. Yeah.
So are you familiar with, I guess you guys have read through the Old Testament. Are you familiar with kind of Christianity, the New Testament, Jesus Christ, all that kind of stuff?
No.
Not really familiar with it.
Not really, no. Ooh. I mean, you know, a little bit hearing about it, but.
Like, we'll see the angel of God in the Old Testament, and I'll kind of, you know, there's times I'll be like, this is something that I've learned or heard that this is really what this is going to say come New Testament try to, and, you know, even myself, I'm learning this stuff. I've never read all these chapters. You know, I'll skip around and read a few things here and there. So I'm,
You haven't read Isaiah straight through, Brian?
Not yet. You definitely still haven't.
I admire you guys for going through like verse by verse. That's great. That's awesome. Yeah.
So I'm sure in jail or at some point, somebody's told you about Christianity before.
I grew up in, some of my cousins and uncle and aunt were very much Christian, devout Christians.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't really get what they were talking about.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I never tried, you know, I never like went out and said, okay, let's sit down. What are you talking about? You know, tell me. But I think at this point in my life, it was something important because I saw something in the Christianity that was like, okay, well, this is cool. Let me check it out. And
something in some of the guys, maybe at Neighborhood Thrift or just in general.
Definitely so. Yeah. Okay. Definitely around the stores where is what I'm talking about. You know, other people would come around and they would be talking about things from the Bible. And I'd be like, right, I don't know what you're saying.
Right.
So, reading it now I've got an opinion.
Some customers or something.
Definitely,
like that.
Yeah. People to shop there, yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool because a lot of stuff in the Old Testament foreshadows what happens in the New Testament.
That's what Brian's been saying.
Yeah. So it'll like tie a bow on the end, like when you're all done with it, like, oh, that's what they meant when he said this in Isaiah. So that's exciting.
Yeah. A lot of scripture always gets reference from the New Testament to the, like, you see this guy Jesus basically referencing the Old Testament a lot. I guess my question is, and I've always wondered this, is I grew up in, or I didn't grow up there, but I lived in Santa Cruz for a while, and Santa Cruz, it's kind of like you're either a believer in God or you don't believe in anything. You're an atheist, basically. There's no kind of agnostic, and not to say that agnostic is a middle ground, but in some senses it's kind of between. Yeah, right.
Truly.
And so a lot of atheists would just look at a guy like myself or Sarah or Jane or Brian and think we are crazy people. Like, we think we're brainwashed or something like that. Does that make sense? And I don't get the sense that that's what you think at all, but there's clearly a Brian thinks differently about something that you think differently about, correct?
True. Oh, totally true.
And how does that make you feel? Is that weird at all? Or, I mean, it's just kind of, it's just life with working at thrift store.
These are like deep questions, Christian.
Is this bad? No, Ben.
I think it may be just life. I mean, we sit across a table every Tuesday
for
so long, I can't remember. And we very much have different ideas about life. We're reading the exact same thing. And we've got two different viewpoints.
And that's also kind of, in a sense, how Tower operates. You know, it's a very different, eclectic group of people from all sorts of economic classes and, I mean, races, everything, right?
Right.
So it's, I don't know, that's how I feel like this is the Tower's just that environment to to learn, and you know, you're hanging out at a coffee shop and start talking politics or any of these different things too, you know, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think that's what I appreciate about you, Ben, is that you're willing to have the conversation instead of stiff arm the conversation, you know. So I apologize if my questions are
I didn't mean that they were too deep. I just was making an observation. These are deep questions.
Yeah, I think Ben's a real guy. He tells the truth, so he's not gonna, I think, BS us, and he's not gonna, in a sense. Sorry, this is a podcast for church people. No, honestly, like, I think you've always been honest with me, or just honest about things. And you know, I was just so, I think it just in my, you have to understand, Ben, those who work at a church live in sometimes a very small world of mm-hmm. just people who believe in God, who read the Old Testament, and every line we're like, yes, I know exactly what that's saying, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and versus, I think, the reality of the real world, and that there are many people that are like, this is the journey that I'm on right now, and I'm not entirely sure what's, you know, this says or what this means or whatever that is. And by you showing up to Academy, it shows me, hey, like, I'm just curious about this kind of mm-hmm. stuff. I work with people that could either be crazy or they really believe something, and I got to try and figure that out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's very much. Yeah.
It's almost like refreshing to be around people who don't, like, may not see. I don't know, because he's right. Like, when you work in a Christian environment, sometimes it could feel like a bubble where we all believe the same thing, you know? And so it's nice to talk to people outside of that sometimes, because it is like a snap of reality. Like, oh yeah, this is a real world. Like, we don't all believe the same thing. And it's fun.
Now, you, Ben, are probably lots of friends outside of Neighborhood Thrift, right?
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
Most
yes, yes and no sometimes.
Okay. So the people outside of Neighborhood Thrift that are, you know, aware that you work there, are they like, do you ever tell them, hey, I'm reading through this, or it's not something that comes up in conversation?
Yeah, I would volunteer once in a while. And if it does come up, yeah, I definitely tell people I'm reading the Bible and the reason so. Yeah. The reason I see something that's interesting and seems very decent. And where does that come from?
Now, so, people's reactions are whatever, across the board.
Yeah, all across the board. I mean, some people ask me if I am now Christian, or I now believe in God, or, you know, that sort of thing. And I'm like, no, not yet. Yeah. I'm agnostic. I'm kind of studying what's going on here. And other people are like, well, okay, good for you. Have fun.
Yeah. So, and some people are probably a little more curious. And I think that might just be sometimes hard, where somebody were to ask you and it's like, I'm just trying to figure it out. You know, most people are very black and white. You have to believe one thing or the other, you know, and you're right in the middle. And I think that's a good place to be.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like, hey, yeah, you're going to finish out this journey walking through the Old Testament, New Testament, or just,
yeah, we'll be finishing it.
Probably go all the way through.
Like another 6 years.
Yeah. Another 6 years. Right? Yeah. So you guys are in it for the long haul then.
Yeah. Through Revelation, for sure.
Ooh.
I almost feel like you probably have a better understanding of the Old Testament than most people who even listen to this show. You know what I
mean? Than us in this room.
Right. Because you've gone very slowly through it. Brian said you guys go through a couple chapters, or?
What, about 7 a week?
Yeah.
Seven chapters a week?
Yeah.
So that's, that's slow.
Sometimes sometimes we'll hit 10.
Damn. You know?
He wants to read more. I want to read less. Oh, yeah. So we're always going back and forth.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys read it before you get there, or you read it all there?
Yeah, we try to read it before.
Okay.
So we jot down notes, things that stood out from us from each chapter, and then we discuss those.
Gotcha.
So we'll go through 15 and then 16. And sometimes we have something, sometimes we have nothing.
And I actually think the going to Academy kind of altered our study patterns a little bit, because I think at first, I don't know if you were, Brian, but I was not necessarily writing down my thoughts about what I'd read. And I was just trying to remember, oh yeah, I read this, and oh yeah, I can't remember. But I was trying to talk about it. But now, after going to Academy, we had to write down like 3 words per chapter or something like this to describe it. Okay, you might remember. So now I'm like writing a couple sentences or whatever, something like this per chapter.
It's like a summary of each chapter, kind of.
And I think that's good, because when you see all the summaries of each chapters, and you know, we're going through as a church, 1 Corinthians. And if you look at all the summaries of each of the chapters, it's really one big theme for the entire book. So,
hopefully we look forward to, at least I do, like going through some of these notebooks at some point in life and be like, oh, I did read Isaiah 10. This is what I thought when I read it 5, 10, 15 years ago or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do have one last question.
I'm not keeping any notes.
Just throw them out.
It's all whatever I can remember. Yeah, that's what I'm keeping.
So last question. You mentioned kind of beginning. Somehow you got connected with Neighborhood Thrift through a church, right?
Right.
What is your view maybe on church? How do you see the church here in Fresno, if you don't mind me asking that? Because the church, I feel like the name Fresno and the word church almost go together a little bit. There's just lots of churches out here.
When I was younger, growing up, very much into like middle 20s, late 20s, I thought the church was somewhere where my relatives went. Mm. And I'd gone, you know, once in a while with friends, but not really anything consistent. Once I got on the street, late 20s, kind of early 30s, somewhere in there, the church was very much more of a different like entity. There are church people that will quite kindly go out there and give people food or, you know, different things to help out, whatever that may be. So I saw that in a very clear way when I got onto the streets. Not so much so growing up, though.
You saw more of what the church should be versus like what your brain thought the church was of just, oh, that's where my family members go, essentially, or?
Yeah, I felt distant from the church as though I would go to the church when I was younger, you know, a couple times, and I would sit through a sermon, whatever it may be. And I don't necessarily know that I don't think I was really hearing.
Sure.
Or maybe I wasn't listening, you know, I don't know. But I know later on, maybe it's being needy, you know, maybe it's being in a time of need.
You felt the church actually being people versus a building.
True.
Okay.
Yes. That would be it's a very good assessment. Yeah. I saw people coming out and, by the way, you know, some from certain church or whatever, and here, help out, you know, this is for you, you know, to help out. And, you know, this is from God or God told me to do this or something like that. And be like, okay, that's really cool. Thank you.
That must've been a weird, just small transition in your brain of church is supposed to be this place where people go to, and then all of a sudden you're on the streets and people are coming to you.
That's very interesting.
And you're like, what, did I do something? Just probably a weird observation at a certain point in your life.
I thought it was a very kind gesture.
Sure.
By the church at that point in my life, yeah.
Well, that's what the church is supposed to be for, but sometimes the church gets that wrong, and it's more come to us versus go to them. So I'm glad at a certain point a couple people got it right, Ben, because we like having you here. And I love seeing you at Neighborhood Thrift. I remember I came in there, you're trying to fix some lights here and there. So I just gave a ton of DVDs and books to Neighborhood Thrift, so be on the lookout, all right, guys?
Those DVDs will most likely end up
in Ben's section?
Yeah, is that right?
They would.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
What section do you run? The
electronics and furniture.
Okay. All right.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, hey, Ben, I appreciate you answering some questions just about your faith journey, and look forward to hearing more from you in our next segment just about Neighborhood Thrift and Mission Christmas and all of the above. So thanks, Ben. I appreciate it. All right, we are back, and once again, we're here with Ben and Brian, and, you know, we mentioned this off air, but I told you this, the music selection Incubus is because me and Ben have a special, I think, joke, or I don't know what to call it, but you went to an Incubus concert.
It was totally excellent.
How long ago was that?
That must have been it was about a year ago.
Okay.
It had to have been something like that.
During Academy. So
did you go, Brian?
Spring of... Not this last spring, was it?
Fall. I think it was.
All I just remember is being very bummed that I couldn't go to that show, because I forget what what happened, but you and Brian and I think AP and one other person maybe.
And Andrew, AP's one of his housemates.
Okay, you guys came back and were like, dude, that was the greatest. It was awesome.
Was it here at Save Mart Center?
Yeah.
It was, okay.
Was that your first time at Save Mart or...
No, I had been there before. I saw a Britney Spears concert.
I totally forgot about that.
I want to go.
Good times,
It was. I had about a seat on the floor, about 20 rows back, something like
How'd
that.
How'd you score those tickets?
I was very much bored, so I went and bought a ticket at the night it was showing.
That was
It was like $85.
No, Sarah, he's a big fan. Right?
I would love to go to a Britney concert.
She's coming back, isn't she?
Yeah.
Sarah does a really great impression of Britney Spears.
Not for the air, though.
Yeah. Now, okay, so Neighborhood Thrift. We've definitely talked a lot about Neighborhood Thrift on here. We've had AP on before. Brian's been on before. But this, 'tis the season, right?
'Tis the season.
I hear that you guys got some Christmas sweaters out at Neighborhood Thrift.
They're some ugly ones.
Yeah, very ugly. Yeah, we've got some really, really choice ones.
Now, do you guys hand select those, or how do you guys get those?
How do we get them? So we have a box that we're just piling them away
all year long. Okay.
Yeah, so you know, middle donated. Of June when it comes in, we'll throw it in this box. And AP and I have gone out and purchased maybe 75 or 80 of them other stores.
Nice. Yeah.
So I actually need to make another run to see what's out there. But
you guys flying through them already?
I don't know. I haven't looked at. I think
it's still it's still post. You know, we're still not there yet. People are just turning
invitations
their Christmas
aren't getting out there yet. You know, but. They will be. They will be selling. Yeah.
Now, maybe for those of you guys who don't know Brian, what is your role at Neighborhood Thrift?
I'm Neighborhood Thrift Director.
Okay. And Ben, what would be your official role at Neighborhood Thrift?
Supervisor of the electronics and furniture area.
Okay. So you're letting people test things out, like the TVs or...
Right, yeah. Okay.
You guys always have the best furniture set up, in my opinion. Because most thrift stores will do, here's the couches over here. Here's the sconces over here. Sconce? I meant sconces.
Like the lights?
Like the wall lights?
A sconce is like a thing where you put all your plates on or your...
A display thing?
It's like a display almost. It's called a sconce. A display, okay. So
We forget that Christian comes from a little bit of a ritzy background, so he's probably right.
I don't think we have that item number on our point of sale. I might have to make an edit to that.
All right, so you've got your coffee tables, your bed frames, and what you do is when you go into Neighborhood Thrift, you got a couch set up, but then there's usually a side table over here. There's a coffee table in front of it.
So it's like a living room
set up. Sconce.
Yeah, a sconce, yeah. Them, right?
And you put a TV on a TV stand, so it looks like,
your living room. So you kind of showcase all your items a little bit.
Most thrift stores don't do that.
All right.
So is that all you, Ben?
There's a couple of those set up. No, it was AP's idea.
Okay.
So he's got, he wants kind of like... You know, a couple living room setups, and then the others, we just got rows of stuff.
Sure.
So it's a little half and half. We got kind of the electronics sort of mostly in one corner, TVs, DVD players, VCRs, antennas, miscellaneous little drills, glue guns, whatever.
It's kind of finding that medium between like display, but also like efficiency of getting enough couches out there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Word on the street is you got a sweet Mike Piazza poster. Fresh in the Neighborhood Thrift.
Three of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. Someone was sad to see those leave their house. Wall, I think.
That's a bummer, man.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's chat Mission Christmas because, Ben, you've been a part of the thrift store for, I guess, 3 years, 4 years now. And so you've at least seen a couple Mission Christmases.
Yeah.
But maybe Brian or Ben chime in. Give us an overview of what is Mission Christmas and kind of... Why did it start? How did it start? What's the reasoning behind it?
Yeah, definitely. Well, it was kind of an alternative to working in the past that we had with the Well. So the Well used to, get families down in the neighborhood. They would provide a whole Christmas for them, all at no cost to them. We started just looking around.
Like an Advent Christmas or what was it called?
Angel Tree?
Something like, yeah. Like,
yeah, they raise gifts and just give them to families whose fathers are in prison or things like that. But, and so we kind of looked at different models and we're like, this probably isn't the most long-term helpful way to do it. And so we found another organization out in Atlanta that had basically called it Pride for Parents, where you'd still get the new toys, but you'd take them, you'd discount them and sell them at a small price to the families who maybe needed that extra hand during the Christmas time. And so that's kind of what we've done, is instead of routing it just through like the school, which, you know, would be eventually a hurtful thing. The principal would have the same families asking, hey, how come we didn't get chosen this year?
And,
and it was just like, you know, it created a relationship that wasn't healthy.
So I remember watching some video of a you know, an older man talking about urban ministry or something like that. I think your wife sent it to me.
Yeah, probably Dr. Bob Lupton.
Yeah, that's his name. Yeah, it's a great little clip where he basically just explains how it really does bring pride back into the family. There's the parents can now be the ones who are buying the gifts for their kids.
Right. And they're the heroes on that Christmas morning.
Versus like, you know, the family from, you know, North Clovis, that's the heroes. And it's like, well, that's not really the point here. So you want your kid to look up to mom and dad and go, thank you so much.
You know? Definitely. And you want them to feel that dignity and stuff. And
now, Mission Christmas, how's it working this year? Not necessarily the Wells side of it, but how's it working for just anybody, just random participator in Mission Christmas?
For sure. So we decided to, every year it kind of changes a little bit and morphs. But basically what we've decided this year to do is to partner with organizations and churches in the either downtown and West Fresno area. And so we're basically helping empower those communities to invite their constituents who live around the area and have them come shop the store that is located at their church, because they're the ones who are going to have the long-term relationships and the long-term ability to kind of develop with the people. And so so we've partnered with St. Rest Church, which is over on the west side, and then kind of like a Lowell neighborhood conglomeration with First Press, a church called On Ramps Covenant, Youth for Christ, and Bethany Inner City Church, which is all kind of down there downtown.
Right. And so, wait, you said these people are selling their toys from their church, or how's that working?
So they're going to be raising toys, each church will be, and they'll be selling them at the locations too, as well as partnerships with other churches and nonprofits who are going to raise toys for us.
Wait, so are they selling them at their church campus?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
okay.
So toys, it's not at Neighborhood Thrift anymore. It's kind of...
So the toys that we are accumulating here at the Well will go to one of the churches that you named.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Very cool.
Yeah, it'll go to kind of help empower them, and so their volunteers are going to be running the show, and we're just kind of there as the setup, the kind of the guidance, but they're the operators of the store. So we're giving in a way that's providing more opportunity in the city.
So from like in the past where we had opportunities for people to sign up to go volunteer at Neighborhood Thrift, what does that look like for somebody who's wanting to get involved in volunteering?
There's no opportunities within volunteering, just opportunities in donating and spreading the word.
Which is really, I mean, I've done it with at least the student ministry department and life groups. I mean, it's not necessarily volunteering, but there I've taken kids out and some of our small groups have done the same where you plan a shopping day where you go to River Park and, hey, we're going to go grab a bite to eat and then we're all going to go to Target and everybody bring 10 bucks. And it ends up, it's not necessarily serving where you're wrapping gifts or whatever that may be, but what it is it's, you know, 2-3 hours of you guys just finding fun things and having fun with it. And if you were a kid, what would you want for Christmas? You know?
And to be able to share that with everybody, like, man, this kid's going to love this new Batman action figure.
I think it can be, if you make it, especially life group setting or whatever, an event. And it can be super fun. Now, is there stipulations on what kind of toys get brought in? Like, can we send some electronics Ben's way, or how does it work?
What do you mean?
Like, well, like if I donate stuff, a pair of headphones, let's just say, is that going to go to the electronics department at Neighborhood Thrift, or is that going to just a big area where all these gifts get put into? Does that make sense?
Yeah, like if you put it in the donation boxes at the campuses.
Yeah, like if I go to North and I'm tossing something in the campus, where does that eventually end up?
If it's a new toy, we'll take it and then price it and sell it down at the Mission Christmas stores.
Okay.
But if it's an unwrapped item, we will gladly take it, but it'll end up within the store to help provide jobs and training.
And it would be separate than yeah. Christian Christmas.
But there's no mm-hmm. gift that you're like, ah, we don't want that.
No.
Kind of, so it's everything mm-hmm. in it, anything.
Unless yeah, it's definitely. Like inappropriate or something. Yeah.
Right, or terribly damaged or something like that.
Probably don't want that. Mm. Now, Jane works in the connection field. And so somebody were to come to Jane and say, like, give me some ideas. What would be something to give? What could I do mm-hmm. with my life group? Like, I think for me, it's tough because I don't have kids, so I don't necessarily know what kids want. So I think back, well, what would I want when I'm, you know, 6, 7, 8? I'm like, well, I always wanted tech decks.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, maybe kids have plenty of tech decks. You know what I mean? Like,
and
you,
sure.
We actually,
it's these little skateboard
things. Yeah. Those are, you got to do that. The ramps.
I don't have kids either. So I think, well, okay, when I was a little kid, when I was a short person, what do I want?
Yeah.
Tech decks, probably, right? You know what those things are, Ben?
I don't know what those are. No, I hadn't.
I remember
Nintendo.
Those screw, like the bolts on the end of the wheels were so, like, you drop it, it's done.
Done.
It's gone.
Basically, there's these like really mini skateboards that you use your fingers to kind of like skate on.
Those are still pretty hot.
Those are excellent.
Yeah. Okay, so those are still like, pretty cool.
Last year, you know, we take the money that's made each night and then we recycle that and go buy more toys to fill the shelves.
Okay.
And so the money just kind of keeps on rotating. So your $20 gift will get sold for maybe $12 and then it'll get sold. And that money will be made, and then it'll go back in. So it's really giving like $40 or $50.
So
you know?
Neighborhood Thrift makes no profit off of this.
No, we have made a couple thousand in the past, and that goes in towards our benevolence fund, which is a house burns down in South Fresno or wherever, and we're able to meet that need and get emergency vouchers to families. So that if there is any profits, but usually that's, you know, that's not the goal.
Slim
and they're,
to none.
I didn't even know that you guys had a benevolence fund for, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
So yeah, definitely.
I remember years past you've mentioned like, I mean, and I've made a joke almost every time on here about it, but like people bring in 50 things of Candyland, the board game.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah,
probably maybe stray away from the Candyland games or.
Yeah. Yeah. I think those are usually like $4 you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe. But what we did is we formed an Amazon wish list.
Okay.
So you can go on
really
themissionchristmas.org and just pick something off there. And I mean, a lot of people last year just mailed them straight to us.
And
I
was
like, that's
today
awesome.
They get a 20% discount for Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday.
Oh,
has anyone given... today's Tuesday. Has anyone given like big, like, you know, like a big present, like, you know, iPads or something like that?
Nothing
like,
that big, but like bikes. Big, like bikes, you know? Okay. And so we have like a $25 limit in the store. Okay. And so if somebody wants it, that's their
so
one item that they can
first
buy.
First come, first serve, they get a bike for $25.
Yeah. But and they're usually kid bikes. So they're usually 50 or $60.
And Mission Christmas. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but you guys don't sell these toys every night. There's specific nights out of the week, like Thursday night or something like that.
Yeah.
When does that start? When can people start buying gifts?
Now, I mean, we've got all the boxes. So the first store night opens, I believe it's like the 13th of December.
Okay.
So we've got a couple weeks, but you know, anytime now, it'd be great to have a nice supply to be able to set up and sell.
And we can check out more of those dates on your website.
Yeah, neighborhoodthrift.com. There's a link to our Mission Christmas page.
If people want to meet the man, the myth, the legend, Ben over here, you think Ben will be working those nights or he'll be around at Neighborhood Thrift, right?
I will be around, yes, very much so.
All right,
yeah.
Good.
Usually something around like a 10 a.m. to a 7 p.m. kind of in there. My schedule varies a little bit, but midday, you'll probably catch me over there, yeah.
Yeah.
Catch him in the electronics department. Say, like, hey, I heard you on the Spoutcast. Promise me if somebody comes to you and says, hey, I heard you on the Spoutcast, you'll let Brian know because that'll be a rare chance that
I'll tell him.
Maybe we should even give a discount if they go and talk to
you.
I'd probably be like,
what do you think,
goodness,
Ben? What's
you
a fair discount if someone comes to you and says,
hey, I heard you on the Spout?
10%?
I was thinking of 5 to 15, 10.
Yeah.
All right, right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
There
that's
you go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Ben, if you were a little kid and you wanted something for Christmas, what would you have wanted as a little kid for your parents to get you for Christmas?
I was actually dug those the little cars where they're not necessarily like total off-road four-wheelers, but and they're not like little toy cars where they go like 2 miles an hour, but
oh, they're like little electric cars that you sit in as a kid.
Yeah, you sit
in
them.
Power wheels.
Power wheels.
So bad.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, I want
all the
Barbie
cool
one.
Kids
they
had
gym,
the power
you know?
Wheels.
They had the huge tires and you can.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You
do you have one of those, Christian?
My friend had a hot pink
Too
Barbie
rich for
Jeep.
My blood. Oh, yeah. That lots of girls, I feel like, had the hot pink Barbie ones.
Oh, yeah.
The Corvette.
The Corvettes, ooh, yeah.
Corvette. I remember imagining myself on the freeway in one of those when I was really little. Like, I'm going to be just like mom and dad. I'm going to be on the freeway. Yeah. I would have been killed real quick.
If somebody brings one of those in, that's a good gift.
We've gotten one of those used before.
Okay.
A few of them, yeah, I think, in the past.
But now, would that go to the, if you got it used, would that go to the electronics department, or do you have an automobiles department?
The toy department.
The toy department.
All right. Locomotive.
Well, hey, I feel like, and AP's been on and chatted before, but that's just, I think it's always a good reminder for you guys to give us an overview of why we do Mission Christmas, why we partner with Mission Christmas, and really this year how we can kind of, as a church, continue to partner with you guys. So are the bins at every campus? Sarah, yeah, you're over at Clovis. Mm-hmm. And where can you find the bins at North?
They're at every exit.
Every exit, wow. Exit.
We have Kids Connection, ADA, and two up front.
Mm-hmm. Who wraps those bins?
I think they did.
Yeah, some of our employees, yeah,
and
team members.
Well, and North also has a tip, like a normal neighborhood thrift drop off.
Sure.
And so does Clovis, and I don't, does Fig too? Yeah.
They have the big. They have a huge. Yeah. I don't know what you call
trailer.
It. Sea train or something.
All the Mission Christmas toys should go in those boxes, right?
Yeah,
not in the bins. Yeah.
And you guys wrap these things, or you have people that wrap presents there, or
yeah. So okay. That as. People from the community purchase it, there's a line where they can go through and wrap, and then that's where cool conversation can happen and relationships can be built. And so, yeah, I mean, it's just a great opportunity for people to give this way this year, and like a way that empowers people and really provides another opportunity for families to purchase those gifts.
And we didn't mention Fig, but I believe the Fig ones are right as you walk out of the sanctuary.
Yeah, right.
Correct?
There in the
foyer. The sconce.
Foyer.
And Clovis's are where? Sorry.
Right in the lobby, right by the IHOP.
Okay, so these are pretty easily
seen. If you walk in the building, you'll see them.
They're large.
Cool. Yeah. And so our listeners, get out there and go to Walmart, Target. Let's stay away from the candy lands. And let's move up towards the Power Wheels. All right? How much do you think a Power Wheels is?
And they're like $300.
Those are huge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They really much
they're
are.
Huge.
Yeah.
No, come on.
Yeah.
What about remote control cars? That's a cool gift.
Yeah, those are probably like $30.
Yeah. If you want a nice one, they're probably $40.
You know what I've been seeing a lot of is those helicopters that are like
remote control. Those are awesome. Cool.
Those are, and they're like $20.
The problem with those is, and I got one for Christmas last year, like as a stocking stuffer.
They're not just for children.
it got stuck on somebody else's roof. So I had to knock on the door. Hey, mister. I'm a grown man, but my helicopter's on your roof.
They go pretty tall.
High. Those things go, dude. They're awesome.
How did you land it on the roof?
Well, because you're trying to control it a little bit, but when they take off at an angle, and I basically just didn't kind of move it in the right time, and it just landed on this guy's roof.
And they don't move fast.
Yeah, they're not like a real chopper.
Or they don't turn fast, rather. They'll move fast, but you lose control really easily.
I think that's what I'm going to get for Mission Christmas this year, a remote control car.
Yeah.
They sell the helicopters at Costco.
Dang.
Oh, for how much?
That one might end up in my 30? Office.
Well, hey, guys, thanks for being on the show. And Ben, you'll always be at that electronics department. So have you Christmased it out yet? Have you kind of decked out the electronics department with Christmas lights and...
No.
Not yet, huh?
No.
Got to bring the season out there.
I have not. I had sent out Christmas cards last year, and I'm sending out different cards for different holidays.
Yeah.
And so Halloween, I sent them out this year. I'm half forgot about Christmas so far. But
that's all right. Maybe on the little counter that you have, put some Christmas lights on the counter, spice things up a little bit. Well,
Why don't you go down and help them?
Well, I could do that. Brian said no volunteering, so.
I
think the last time you come through, I was changing some lights on.
You were
the,
working on some
counter.
Lights. That's right.
And one, can I
yeah,
get one last little promo?
Yeah.
Ben's actually, we're just finishing up a little documentary series on neighborhood thrift and the stories and who we are, and what is neighborhood thrift.
Sure.
And so Ben's got a little 5-minute video, and so we'll be posting those. Probably here in the next month or so. So look forward to that. And it's really awesome.
If you want to find Neighborhood Thrift, the neighborhoodthrift.com.
Mm-hmm. Launched website.
Oh, it is nice. It's cool.
It's a little bit
I think it's a little bit better. Last, well, yeah. It's not as WordPressy, if that makes sense. You know, like it doesn't feel like
a blog
in some senses. And then the you can find them on Instagram, Neighborhood Thrift, and then Facebook, it's Neighood Thrift.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah, we mixed that one.
Started it back up.
Yeah, there's links.
What happened to, why was
somebody
it Neighood?
Somebody misspelled it.
Yeah, there was like, you had like one opportunity to spell it right, and one of our previous employees just wrote Neighood, and it was never to be changed again. And so, but it was a good thing, because that was a person.
Right.
So this is like a page, like a business. And so it's the better way to be.
But I follow you guys on Instagram, and every once in a while you post photos of fun new things you got in the store.
Yeah.
And
AP's been in one, but you posted some Christmas sweaters.
Yeah.
You got to post the Justin Bieber photo.
Oh, the cutout?
The cutout of Justin Bieber.
We've been renting that thing quite a bit.
It went out the other day.
Yeah. Did you rent it out?
No.
No?
I just know about it.
Yeah. So we have somebody like leave like a deposit, and they borrow it for a few hours. But
like a birthday someone party was telling or something. Me, Christmas photos.
Maybe Erica or Lynn, but they were so excited.
It was Lynn, yeah.
Like this little girl was like crying. She was so excited she could like rent it or something. I think we have another one.
That is so funny.
There's an Edward, the vampire Edward.
Edward.
Oh.
Yeah, we got to cut out of
the Twilight thing. All right, cool. Well, hey, guys, thanks for being on the show, and really appreciate it. And once again, you can find out more information on Neighborhood Thrift. Jane, on the website, right? On the Wells website, you can find...
Yeah,
some info.
I think there's links. The partners page.
Yeah,
there.
Cool. So.
Christian, it was nice being here, man.
Well, thank you, Ben. Yeah. I really appreciate it. Okay. And up next, we'll close out the show. But thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you.
We are back, and we're going to close out the show here. Once again, just to remind you guys, if you go to Neighborhood Thrift and you see Ben in the back segment, tell him you listen to the Spoutcast, and you will get a 10% off discount.
10%.
That's a big deal. At Neighborhood Thrift, that's a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Neighborhood Thrift's bag sales because I can stuff as much stuff as a bag. And I think it's up to $10 now, right? Yeah. So, that was fun. I really appreciate having those guys on the show. Always a good time. And make sure you guys check out Mission Christmas at Neighborhood Thrift. Continue to donate some gifts, but also follow us on Instagram. I feel like that's we post very consistently on Instagram.
Yeah, every week.
Yep. Every single week. And so you get that photo. And then also Facebook, we have that. That kind of just is the same as Instagram for the most part. Mm-hmm. But one thing I did want to mention is the Well has an app for the iPhone and Android.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what apps are, sorry.
They're applications.
Yes. Yeah. But the Well has an app where you can actually download or listen or stream the Spoutcast from the app. Mm-hmm. So if you especially don't have an iPhone, if you have like an Android phone, basically
an iPad.
Well, but even iProducts all have that podcast thing, so you wouldn't need to stream things per se. But the Android, you can actually stream our show week in and week out. So it posts pretty much.
Where is it?
If you click audio, there will be a list of all the different audio things we have at the Well.
Oh, my goodness. And the Spoutcast is second. It goes 1 Corinthians, Spoutcast, and then worship songs.
Yeah, whoa. So sorry, Dom. Sorry, Carl.
First the worst, second the best, third the nerd with the hairy chest.
Wow. You can download the Well Community Church's app, and then you can listen to the Spoutcast on there, and they have every recent episode on there, so if you want to stream, you can do it that way
as well. I'm impressed with us.
Yeah, we are very high
tech. Casey Jackson right there.
Yeah, he's our creative director,
he's
being very creative.
He's creative.
Well, hey, this is the Spout.
And we're out.